A new group that we're very fond of. We don't know too much about them, but they are indeed like the Beatles.
They're infatuated with mainly Big Grego drops. Actually, that's all they're infatuated with at the moment. Some of the more well-known Grego drops.
I don't want to poo-poo.
And what they do is they take masterful bon mots by Grego, such as that, and fit them into songs.
For example?
Beatles songs.
We all remember this.
Oh, how could we forget?
This could be my favorite one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really think they peaked here, although I'm really looking forward to hearing what they've got today.
I ate too much food. I am a cow that says moo moo. My colon is blue. It's full of doo-doo. This much is true. Brisket and beans and salad with Thousand Island dressing. It's surprising to me that my pants, I haven't been messing. Now I am alone. No one is here. I've nothing to do. Sure, my belly is full, but strangely enough, I don't want to poo-poo.
I don't want to poo-poo.
And of course, there is the operative Grego drop that inspired that song.
Yes.
It ruined Norwegian wood.
It did. Well, I have a feeling we're going to hear three more Beatles songs just get defaced and ruined today.
Yeah. Well, I guess in ticket year one, there was a certain restaurant that you guys, the Hardline, were doing live spots for. And I guess this is the very first drop that was ever taken out of context that, like the Beatles, fashioned a song around.
Issued by Grego.
Issued, of course, by Big Grego.
Picture yourself in a Joe Willie's live spot with 15 tomatoes and free Papa shot. When the offer of tomatoes was laid on the table, out came this masterful bon mot. Absolutely, you bitch.
Absolutely, you bitch.
That's excellent.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed they've really stepped up their production.
Boy, have they ever.
Yes. Seems they have a producer now. You can afford that after your first EP goes
That's true.
Double platinum with I Don't Want to Poo Poo.
What else?
I think we have three offerings total. That one, Absolutely You Bitch.
Absolutely You Bitch.
And the next two come, of course, from Grego, but they involve pranks done on the Hardline. Or to the Hardline, to Hardline proper. The first prank was, gosh, a couple years ago.
2 years.
2 years ago. And you guys were pranked by me and Bruce.
I don't recall you being in on this.
Well, it was my idea. I mic'd the room.
Yeah, he did. And this had to do with Diamond Talk.
Yes, it had to do with it. Okay, so what the deal was, you two... It was at the end of the season, the Rangers were sucking bad, and we had the argument on the air the day before, if you didn't get paid for Diamond Talk, you wouldn't do it.
Which we don't.
Okay, all right. And then that carried on to, well, if that thing got canceled, that Diamond Talk out there, wherever you had it at the time, got canceled, there's no way you'd come back here to the station and do Diamond Talk for free.
Now, Grego said he would.
Yes, Grego
on the
was,
air.
Oh, yeah, we would. Oh, yeah. So then, the very next day, we mic'd up Bruce's office and had him pose that same scenario where Diamond Talk was canceled and you guys had to come back here. And we got a very special Grego drop from that, and Like the Beatles wrote a song around it.
He heard something today that caused him great pain. There would be diamond talk, but no financial gain. Clyde's body couldn't wait, nor would computer dates. And so he told them,
I don't want to do that.
Hear the drop again?
I don't want to do that.
It was so funny.
Boy,
just
they
because...
were infatuated with Grego.
I know.
Yeah. We might need a lyric sheet on that one, Mike.
You're asking me for one?
Yeah. Don't you have it?
No.
No.
I told you.
He heard something today that caused him great pain. There would be diamond talk, but no financial gain. Clyde's potty couldn't wait, nor would computer dates, so he told him out flat.
I don't want
to do that.
And the next song is based around the greatest prank ever pulled at the ticket, Alarm Gate of 2002.
A huge stretch to say that.
No.
Still mad about it.
Yeah. You just came in and said, every time I think about it, I get mad.
But wait a minute.
What?
Comparing that to Suitgate or Someday Danny, You'll Understand,
It's third place.
It's not even third place compared to those. There are those two, and then there is everything else that's ever been done on here.
Anyway, it was very popular, especially with the Hispanic community. They loved it. Now, what happened was...
I understand KLNO picked it up.
We hit alarm clocks all over Mike and Greg's room to go off between the hours of 3:30 and 5:30 a.m.
I don't want to do that.
We set off like, 10, 12 alarm clocks, all going off at like 15-minute intervals, loud, obnoxious. They all woke up. And the funny part was we had a mini disc hidden outside of y'all's room. Because we wanted to pick up some noise of you guys scurrying around in there like cockroaches trying to turn off these alarms. And we did pick up some audio, some noises from y'all speaking, but we mainly picked up awful bodily noise from Big Greg.
It was 12 weeks ago today. The Hammer drove up from Tampa Bay. He was gonna watch the Rangers train, but in his belly he was feeling pain. And later on in his room, he thought no one else was around. From his buttocks came an awful sound. When Husky Hugger power farts at night, we hope his colon doesn't blow. When Husky Hugger power farts at night, sit back and watch the blankets grow. Husky Hugger power, Husky Hugger power, Husky Hugger power farts at night.
All right, hang on. Let's listen without laughter to the drop that started that. That was a power fart from Big Greg.
God, those reverberating cheeks.
Absolutely, you bitch.
I don't want to do that.